Well, I'm going to ruin it for you right now. The news girl.
She's awful.
She's so useless.
Because he got rid of the chick because she didn't like him enough.
Right.
Allison. Yeah. Allison. He was on Stern, and Stern's like, I heard you just fired somebody. He goes, yeah, she wasn't so into it. She didn't find me as funny as I find myself, so I got rid of her. And then this new girl just laughs at all of his. I mean, she's not that new, but I haven't listened to him a long
right.
time.
Right. She adds nothing to the bottom line. Like, she's not an improviser. She's not funny. She's not. She adds nothing, literally.
Right.
But also, she constantly, and you haven't noticed it to this point, but you will now, she is forever coughing into the mic. Like, he'll start interviewing someone, and you'll hear her go, and she does it maybe like 5 times a show. And I don't know. He's like Mr. Hyper Aware, Mr. You know, I have Asperger's disease. How does he not notice the chick next to him coughing direct? Like, he used to make a big deal on Loveline when Dr. Drew would set his coffee cup down to the point where he brought in like a small piece of carpet so that he could set his coffee cup down on the piece of carpet.
Right.
But he doesn't notice the chick on his show every day coughing. I don't understand. Anyway, I'm probably going to leave that in the show. Let's just start the show. Hey guys. Welcome. Ed and I we're just chatting as we are wont to do, as we are known to do. Welcome to the show, episode 173 of the program, something like that. 173 shows deep. I'm fucking with the levels here. We're just playing it fast and loose here. My name is Brian Beckner. Welcome to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I'm the host of the show. We're here every week. We're talking about all the important shit that's happening in the world, like who coughs on what podcast and stuff like that. All the interesting shit. So thank you very much for joining us and being part of the program. If you would like to reach out to us, you can do so via email. Some good emails lately. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Additionally, you can call us and leave us a message, and those are kind of funny. Do that via voicemail. 949-464-TBLS is the number to do that. In addition to that, I've been posting stuff on the Facebook page, and there's a couple of randos on there now that make comments that I don't understand. Oftentimes, I don't understand your comments, but I can kind of, well, no, I won't say that. Oftentimes, I'm not amused by your comments, but that's okay. I like that you're commenting. But then sometimes people are like, say shit on our Facebook page or on Twitter, and I literally have no fucking idea what they're talking about. Last night, Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay, I want you to weigh in on this. Last night, I was watching the NBA Finals. Was this week.
I didn't watch a second of the Finals.
You know what? You didn't miss shit, by the way. I didn't watch much either, but there's so many fouls, Ed. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Every fucking 2 seconds, the game stops to shoot some free throw, and it's enough. The fouling. Just let... It's a game. We want to watch the game. The athleticism. Just let them go up and down the court. It's like when you're watching tennis, Ed, you're like me. You watch a little tennis every now and then.
No.
Okay. Well, I do. I watch tennis. And when these guys get a fucking nice long rally going where they're up, they're back and forth, and they're coming to the net, and there's fucking big overhand lobs, and they got to run and chase it down, and it's like everybody's tense and holding their breath. It's fucking really cool to watch. Not as cool when it's just fucking ace, 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 right. Your turn, ace, fucking into the net.
Pete Sampras era.
Yeah, and that's basically how it is now, but every now and then you get a good rally. And this basketball, same way. Up and down, you want to see these guys actually play, like really go at it. And this is just fucking whistle, stop, hold on, back it up, he touched him. You can't touch, so shoot free throws. Anyway, so last night, I happened to notice, because the game was in Oakland, I happened to to notice that the singer for the Counting Crows, Adam Duritz.
Yeah, that guy bagged some hot chicks back in the day.
Yes, he was sitting courtside. And the thing is that back in the day when this guy first came out in the early 90s, he had some, like, bad white guy dreads.
The worst.
But eventually, the guy lost his hair. And
But he held on. I love when people do that. Yes. He held on too long with the dreads and the balding.
Yes, okay, right. So this is like Shrek era. He had a Shrek, they had a song on the Shrek soundtrack around the time that Smash Mouth was really killing it doing Shrek songs.
And you mean music's golden age.
That's right, exactly, the good old days. And so at the time, he had just held on. He looked kind of like a samurai or like a dude from Kung Fu, where he still had a couple dreads, but it was just like in one little bit on the top. It was just like one little piece with a few dreads hanging out, and that was his look. Well, cut to...
So he's like in the Qin Dynasty where they...
Exactly.
They shave their head with a ponytail.
Perfect. That's what I'm looking for. So then... That's why I have you around for your historical knowledge, Ed. Perfect. So... Then at some point he resurfaces and suddenly he's got a fuller, even more glorious head of disgusting dreads than he did originally when he first came around in the early 90s. He's somehow he went down to the little tiny ponytail of dreads with the rest of his head bald. Now he's got a full head of this just ridiculous dreads. And of course, if you look at it for 1 second, you realize, oh my fucking God, this man is wearing a wig.
And he's going Maury's wigs.
Yes, he goes out into the world with this huge, ridiculous wig on. He wears it every day of his life. And it's somehow no one will tell him. Like, he doesn't know. He's not aware of just how terrible he looks with this wig. So I had to comment.
He's not going. You're saying he's not going Piven. He's going full wig.
Yes, full. It's not hair plugs. It's not a glue-on thing. It's not a sew-on thing. What it appears is that he has a little bit of hair left in the front, and so he grows that, and that might even be dreads. And then the whole rest of it is this just big floppy sheepdog wig. Just if you want to Google Adam Duritz 2017, and there'll be plenty of pictures. Or you can go to my Twitter because I made this a thing last night. So I made a tweet last night where I'm like, hey, this fucking guy, he's still doing the wig thing. And everybody's like, yeah, but he got a lot of pussy. And I'm like, yes, this guy did. And actually Mark the Nomad sent me a link. This guy, the Counting Crows guy, like, we knew he banged Aniston. But he got Christina Applegate in her prime. He got more recently Emmy Rossum. This guy is like the 27 Yankees of pussy. Like,
Emmy Rossum's not even that old.
This guy's got to be 50 if he's a day. And so the whole thing is that, yeah, this guy's gotten a lot of ass. And so I made some tweet where, like, look, I know the guy's gotten a lot of pussy and props to him, but I'm just trying to help. This wig looks bad. And then that was last night. And then today, some rando out of the blue was like, I don't think Adam needs your help. He's gotten more chicks than blah, blah. And I was like, where did that come from? Like, you're not someone that follows me. You're just Googling or you're just searching for people that are talking about Adam Duritz on the, I just said Counting Crows, I think. Like, what is it in you that feels the need to respond to me doing something that's obviously off the cuff, just trying to be funny on Twitter? Like, what? Like, you're going to respond to me seriously. What is that?
And essentially, he's bragging for the women that somebody that wasn't him was getting.
Right. Yes.
That's like guys that get really pumped up over an athlete making money that isn't theirs.
Exactly. It's like you
makes more than you.
Right, because you like him, you want to take up the good fight for him. And I'm seriously trying to help. The wig looks bad. And yes, he still gets laid. But think about what's going on in his brain that he feels the need to put this wig on before he leaves the house. It's crazy. And I just want to help the guy. If anybody knows him, anybody out there knows him, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just saying.
It's more of an intervention.
Yeah, people in your life might not be as forthright as I am. And I'm just telling you, everybody can tell you're wearing a wig. No one is looking at you going, oh, that's that guy's real hair. He's grown more hair in his 50s than he had in his 20s. So that's all I'm saying.
The reason I have Piven on the brain is last night I caught a little of, like I was flipping around, I saw One Crazy Summer. So that's got to be 86.
Yeah. Piven. That's the one with John Cusack where they build the boat?
Yeah, it's a good one. Yes. On Nantucket. It's a good one. But he probably had less hair than Bruce Willis during Moonlighting.
Yes.
Like, he was really on the fade there.
And now,
full head hair.
What it just?
But it's weird when you do that publicly.
Yeah,
like it is. He was getting roles as a bald dude, and people knew that. And like, it's not like he's become a sex symbol. Like he's you know the fast talking douchey guy always. So he doesn't need to have that fake hair.
Yes, I've been watching the new season of House of Cards.
Mm-hmm.
And my guy, Kevin, they've given Kevin Spacey a new hairpiece this season. And I got to be honest, I know he also rocks a toupee in real life too, but it really like puts me off. I don't know. It's sort of must be just like a fixation I have, but I can't, whenever he's on the screen, I cannot stop staring at it. And I'm like, nobody thinks this looks real, but maybe it's just me because people don't pay that much attention to these things. But just like you're talking, you know, here's another example. George Costanza, who made his bones being a bald guy.
Does he have hair now?
No, but occasionally he randomly will just show up places like a premiere or whatever with a fucking toupee on. Just for no reason. Like, I don't know what's like, if it's like, it's kind of like wearing a hat. Like, I think,
didn't Urlacher all of a sudden get a full head of hair?
Yes, yes. But
like,
he,
after a full career of being bald.
But he's like a Wayne Rooney, like, where he made it known, like, I got the surgery. Like, I think he does commercials for the fake hair that he got.
It's odd.
Yeah, it really is.
Doesn't work. It's okay to be bald. Nobody gives a shit.
Totally agree. Nobody cares.
We got a couple things to discuss at the top.
Okay, let's get into it.
We got a RIP to a legend. Legendary Coxman, Adam West.
A real slayer. And
dude bagged Raquel Welch and Natalie Wood in their primes.
Whoa. Two all-time hotties. Two full-on classic
things. In their prime, like in the 60s, jeez. But it also reminds me of a great story. Gilbert Gottfried has a podcast that, depending on the guest, can be funny.
Yeah.
And he loves anybody who's associated with Batman. He's talked about the story where Adam West and Frank Gorshin, who played the Riddler, showed up at an orgy in costume as Batman and the Riddler. And they they got thrown out of the orgy. Because they're like, no, we're not dealing with
this. Imagine the kind of steez, just the kind of fucking confidence that you have where you're like, I get fucked so much that I'm going to fucking walk into an orgy tonight in my fucking Batman costume doing my fucking Batman character. Like, I don't even care.
Like, let me add a degree of difficulty to
sex.
And then he also has the great story that doesn't have to do with Adam West, but Cesar Romero played the Joker. I think he was an out homosexual, but he used to pay young boys.
I mean, there was no such thing back then, but
like everyone who worked with him, there was no surprise, but he used to pay young boys to throw orange wedges into his ass.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, it's like the Danny Kaye, sitting under a glass table and having women shit on
right,
it. Like
right.
That kind of story.
Yes.
So, but that's the story that followed around Cesar Romero, that he liked having orange wedges thrown at his ass.
I feel like I've heard, maybe on Stern, I've heard that story before. That's a fantastic story. Just think, that's another one. Just like, think of how many, in Cesar Romero's case, how many young, nubile gentlemen he had to have sexually please him before before he decided that I'm bored with all that. I can't come unless Twinks throw orange wedges at my open asshole.
I need to feel citrus. I thought we should also bring up, it was a big story, and it was obviously stupid in the first place, but I thought Ice Cube was very eloquent in just shooting down Bill Maher, who like wanted just a free pass. Like I don't watch that show with any regularity because I find it to be like, even though I, you know, skew more in the direction of what Bill Maher and people on that show are saying, like, I get annoyed when people get booed when they have opposite opinions. Like, it's just annoying to me to watch that show, but I watch clips and I watched this clip and I thought Bill Maher seemed like he just wanted, like, oh, it's okay. We know you have sex with black women, so you get the pass. And it's like, no passes. And I thought Ice Cube was really good. And I thought he let him off pretty easy. He lectured him for like a minute and then he's like, okay, you know, we're going to move forward. But, you know, like this idea that white guys can't understand that black guys or black people can use one word that it's just off limits. Like, I don't understand how you, in this day and age, you still think it's all right.
Yeah,
like it's been established this way for decades.
Yeah, it's the most taboo thing out there.
Yeah,
you know, like, yeah.
Bill Maher thinks he gets a pass because he fucks black women.
Well, I think in his defense, he more gets the pass because he's a comedian and he was trying to be funny. But yes, he also has sex with black women. So maybe, I mean, he hangs out with a lot of black people.
He was very casual with that comment.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree.
Sorry, Mr. Potato.
He also like sort of tried to put it on the congressman or whatever that he was talking to, where he's like, he made a weird comment, because the guy's like, well, you can come work the fields. And, you know, I don't like, you know, he didn't do anything wrong. Like, it was more of a weird response. But yeah, I agree. I was sort of, I'd had an edible that night and I was sort of like falling asleep while Fancy Sauce was watching Cube. But I had my head away from the TV and I was just listening to him. And he's like, and Bill Maher's like, yeah, I mean, I've heard all that. And Ice Cube's like, yeah, but not from me.
Yeah. I thought he was great, though.
He did a good job. Very eloquent.
In a very short period of time, he explained everything. And no, you don't get the free pass ever, Bill.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's been talking about race, you know, since before it was, he was one of the first people to talk about race in a very confrontational way. So it's like he's obviously been thinking about this and been in the conversation way longer than most of these Johnny Come Lately. So I always give it up to Cube.
And then one last thing. The first time ever, all of the moms and people in town are going crazy because there's a Trader Joe's in my town, and this was the first time I went into one of them.
Oh no! Yeah.
What's the what's so great about this fucking place?
Worst
produce. Bunch of managers in Hawaiian shirts. Like what? It's a store that you can't really get that much. You can get some like cheap organic lunch meat.
Specialty foods, Ed.
But like you can't like I went there because we had a barbecue and I was like, all right, I'll get some chips. And it's like, no, you're not getting anything. Like, you're not gonna find Tostitos there. You're gonna find like this weird, this is a terrible place. Yeah. And I'm not cool with authority wearing Hawaiian shirts. Like, I'm not okay with that.
It is. It's like a boat theme. Also, I believe
it's like a Jimmy Buffett concert turned into a fucking supermarket.
I believe Trader Joe's has Nazi ties, and not like modern Nazi ties, but like in the same way. I believe they're German owned by German owned, like the same way like Mercedes-Benz is. Like they're a company that was around that benefited during the Nazi.
They were the fun-loving Nazis with Hawaiian shirts.
Yes, exactly. they were the good Nazis. We go to Trader Joe's, but it's just like you get things that you only get at Trader Joe's there. So it just adds one more store to your regular store. And their produce is awful. It's like last week's produce always.
Yeah, I tried to get like tomatoes and onions for burgers, and it was it was some kind of crappy selection. Yes. I was not. I'm not going back.
Yeah.
I don't need that place.
Yeah, fuck Trader Joe's. I agree with you. Okay, let's get into some eat. Well, hold on. Is there anything else? We talked about the NBA finals already. Okay, let's do some emails.
Okay.
And this, by the way, I got this email, and I'm going to read it. This guy's a loyal listener. He's been with us a long time. But I will say this. This is a moratorium on all Code Brown discussion. Like
we've gone deep at this point.
A window has been opened where you guys and everybody have. The problem is everybody has one of these stories. So if I get emails about them every week, I'm going to be compelled to have to read them. So I'm just telling you, I don't need to hear about how you shit yourself. We've done enough. This will be the last one here. Listening to your last episode, hashtag Team Current episode, I heard the Code Brown story from that dude that worked at the airport. Minor league. In 2003, I was making my first trip to Bourbon Street in New Orleans. I bet like 80% of the best Code Brown stories come from the New Orleans area. So I was basically a virgin to the town. Me and my buddy had been hitting it hard, and we were crushing the 6-for-1 beers and the all-you-can-eat jambalaya. It's a bad combination.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
When the alarm sounded, I was in Larry Flint's Hustler Club. I raced to the restroom, and let me describe. There were no urinals, just a trough packed with ice from last night's bar. The only toilet was a standalone dumper with no walls. Being in the state I was in, I sat there for 15 minutes taking care of business while dudes walked in and chatted with me on the toilet. Can any of the listeners top this horror story? Well, we will not find out. That is from Doug Duran, longtime listener and fan. Doug, you win.
You win. But two things about that. I love pissing on ice cubes.
That's the best because it kind of you make
it's like a mission.
Heat. Yeah, the heat like melts the cubes. It's the best
right away. It's a great feeling. I love. There's one local bar that always does it, and
it's
love
great.
It.
It's great. I like it too.
And the one time I was let's say 10 years ago, I was in New Orleans for a bachelor party, and we were in the Larry Flint Club, and like my buddy's brother was like really into one stripper, and he started playing Hard to Get. Like he was like pretending, you know, he's like, no, I got a plan. And we just like left him there. And he was like, I'm just going to ignore her over here at the bar. It's like, these girls don't give a shit about you ever. You have to keep paying them to stay. Like he thought Hard to Get was going to land the stripper of his dreams. It was fantastic.
No, that's what you do with regular chicks. Strippers, you take the opposite tactic.
That's right. The only way you land a stripper is playing the opposite of, Hard to Get. Just keep the wallet open.
Yes, play Open the Wallet instead of Hard to Get. Okay, that's it for emails this week. Well, we have some more. We have some more to get to, but we'll get to them when Fancy Sauce joins us. Ed, let's talk sports. We already talked NBA Finals, which is boring. I will say this. Why am I supposed to I feel like there's this theme where you're like supposed to be mad at Kevin Durant. Ooh, he's a free agent and he went to a good team. Is he supposed to go to a shitty team? Also, he went to a good team, which he was the best player on. He immediately became the best player on the best team. So what, I'm supposed to be mad at him for that? I don't understand.
I gotta admit, he's kind of a pussy. fuck him. I mean, but are we supposed to give a shit about LeBron, who did the exact same thing? The reason why I didn't watch is because who am I supposed to cheer for? The team that won last year or the team that won the year before in the same goddamn matchup?
Totally.
I don't care. Who cares, both of you?
I will say this about Kevin Durant.
He's a pussy with beer.
So he's a pussy with beer. He has a bad goatee. Extremely close relationship with his mother.
That's right. I remember his MVP speech. He was a basket case talking about his mom.
You're the real MVP. I'm not saying anything specific. I'm just saying a little suspect. Anybody that's too close to their mom, somebody you need to keep an eye on. Okay, what else is going on in sports, Ed?
Well, this was big news last week. A lot of people watched former FBI Director James Comey get grilled by senators over his interactions with our orange shitbag president about the Russia investigation. Now, the last senator to interview him was good old Mavericky Maverick himself, John McCain.
Oh, that was very uncomfortable.
Now, over the course of a few minutes, McCain tried to crowbar Hillary Clinton's name several times in the discussion and referred to the president as President Comey. Immediately, Twitter questioned his sanity. McCain staffers updated the 80-year-old senator about the reaction, and he released a statement blaming baseball. He said he watched his home state's team play a game that ended at 1:30. He promised next time he wouldn't, quote, stay up late watching Diamondbacks night games. Now, Brian, what's worse, the early signs of senility or a grown man admitting he watches the Diamondbacks?
They're both pretty sad, but one thing that we might not be, that we might need to look into a little bit more, is that the Diamondbacks gear, the Diamondbacks uniforms are like arena football league bad.
Like tank top, like they have some weird shit, right?
Yeah, they have sleeveless. Like, yeah, well then now they're doing like a all gray getup with that's like kind of got like a textured pattern to it, and then like maroonish, like burgundy accents. It's very, it's the ugliest by far, the ugliest.
Haven't they had
uniform,
like weird pinstripes too? Like they've tweaked it many times, and they're a franchise for like 20 years now. They've
right,
had 19 different uniforms.
Yeah, exactly. They change them all the time. But that could be an actual reason. Like if you had to look at those patterns, especially as an older gentleman, those patterns coming at you all night long, like that could really. You might need to reset your brain after a while. Like it could really fuck up the wiring in your brain.
But yeah, I like the fact that he's talking about the Diamondbacks. But we know the only person who cares about the Diamondbacks is Alice Cooper.
That's right. That's right.
I went to a Diamondbacks game. I was on Phoenix on a business trip, and the pregame bar. Everybody's like, "All right, let's go to Cooperstown." I was like, oh, okay. I show up, and it's a fucking sports bar with tons of Alice Cooper stuff. You walk in, it's like, school's out for summer playing. It was a really uncomfortable place.
Yeah, he owns that place. That's his bar.
Yeah.
He's from that. He's a local Phoenician.
Yeah. Well, one thing Cooper. I'll say about it, I'm walking to the stadium, and it's probably this time of year in Phoenix, so it's like 100 degrees at 7 at night.
Yeah.
And is something going on there?
Yeah, somebody's computer started making noises.
But I was wondering how I was going to make it through the game because it was so hot, like even at night. And you get in there and they have air conditioning pumping on the people, even though the roof is open. It was delightful. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, it was a really good feeling.
You would have to have that. I mean, it's so fucking hot there.
I was thinking, like, I'm going to probably pass out of this game, and I'm with like coworkers and stuff. And I got there, and I just immediately got some beers for the guys I was with, and got to the seats. Two Mormons.
What?
I was like, I guess I'll just be drinking this as you watch me.
What? Wait, there were three of you, and the other two guys were Mormons, and one was you.
I guess it was three Mormons and me. It was like a dude, I think he brought his wife or Mormon girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so I just, like, this was long enough ago that it was somewhat reasonable to just, you could just buy four beers.
Yeah, right. Before when they'd let you do that.
Yeah, like this was like right out of college.
Yeah.
And I bought four beers and they're like, actually, Ed, I'm a Mormon. So am I. So I'll just put the rest of these at my feet, and you're going to be whispering about me in the office for the next, because I had to be there working with them for the next 2 weeks. Hey, could you believe that guy drank those four beers by himself?
Yeah, he drank four 32-ounce Bud Lights, like crazy.
Yeah, and based on Ross's conversation, I can't remember the other guy, but Ross was the super Mormon. I gotta admit, I had a fifth one while I went for a bathroom break.
Stuck one in there. Just breaking news. Mm-hmm. The Arizona Diamondbacks are in third place in the NL West, only a game and a half out of the division lead. Because I was like, what, this McCain, he's old as fuck. It's a regular season baseball game. Like, who cares? Especially the Diamondbacks, because they're for sure out of it, right in the hunt, well in the hunt for the division. Shocking news. Wow. You need any other? The Brewers lead the Central Division at one game over 500. Might be time to relegate the entire Central Division, Ed.
Well, baseball's been a sore subject because a couple weeks ago you were teasing me about the Orioles, and at that point they had the best record in the majors. Since then, they've gone 10-20, so I'm not enjoying the season anymore.
Breaking news, by the way. The Orioles are managed by Buck Showalter.
They have been for like 5 years.
Shut up. Didn't know that. Wasn't aware.
He won like manager of the year a couple times.
I saw that he like had some beef with something. I just saw that. I only read headlines. So yeah. I can get my information. I saw that Buck Showalter had some beef with the Rangers guy. And I was like, oh, Buck Showalter is the manager of the Nats. Oh, the Nats.
What happened was the Orioles were hot at the time. The Nats were cold at the time.
Yeah.
And the Nats called one of those preemptive rainouts, and it never rained.
Oh, no. Can you do that?
I guess. They said, oh, it's looking bad. We're going to call a rainout. And then they just made up the game Friday, and the Orioles are in a tailspin, and the Nats are doing well. So, of course, the Nats won. And he made a comment, and like, whatever. You know, they try to turn it into a story, and they did.
Orioles currently 500. 31-31, 7.5 behind the new look Yankees with that big giant they have.
Yeah, who looks a little bit off. I mean, he's a monster, but like...
Well, it looks like Herman Munster out there.
Yeah, and Sloth a little bit.
It looks like when Leo DeRocher signed Herman Munster.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The guy is like, the platform boots... Like, the guy is basically Herman Munster. Aaron Judge? Is that what he called?
Yeah, yeah. And he also looks like when Leo DeRocher signed Mr. Ed for that episode. Right. Yes. A little bit of both.
Okay, and speaking of Eds.
Speaking of the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
During last week's Yankees-Red Sox game, Yankee pitcher Masahiro Tanaka ran into trouble on the mound, which prompted a visit from the pitching coach and Tanaka's Japanese translator. This prompted Red Sox announcer and the father of a murderer, Jerry Remy, to announce he doesn't believe translators should be allowed in the game and, quote, foreign pitchers should learn how to learn baseball language. Now, Brian, on a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised are you that there are casual racists in Boston?
I was shocked. Of all the cities, who knew? Who knew?
A little more open-minded.
Who knew that there was racism in Boston? Shocking.
This never comes up.
Unbelievable. I like that baseball language. What is that? What's baseball language? Like, just grab your dick? Like,
right.
I don't know what.
Baseball guys are meatheads.
Yeah. All the dumbest guys are in baseball. I went to the Long Beach State Super Regional.
Game. That's how you post some pictures.
Yeah, game one, the Long Beach State Super Regional against Cal State Fullerton. I was with my close friend and former college baseball pitcher, Travis Rogers. And we're like discussing the players on the field. And he's like, I'll tell you one thing. He's like, all those guys out there are very fucking stupid because they're baseball players. By definition, a dumb, dumb group of guys for sure. Okay, what else is going on, Ed?
All right. In a New Jersey town called Cinnaminson, and I looked up on the map, I guess it's
Cinnaminson.
It's a Philly suburb. But Cinnaminson Mayor Anthony Minniti lost his bid for re-election to the township committee Tuesday when a retired police sergeant defeated him in the Republican primary. When a Facebook user crying Jordaned Minniti's campaign flyer and posted the image to the Cinnaminson Friends and Neighbors page. Obviously, this is his quote. Obviously, I'm disgusted by this post, but sadly not surprised. Minniti said, about what he described as the inflammatory, outrageous rhetoric of the Facebook page. It was only a matter of time before someone took this mob-like behavior too far, and this is definitely too far, he said. Hate has no place in Cinnaminson, and this needs to be treated with the seriousness it warrants. Now, apparently, a third-grade teacher posted it and is now facing discipline.
Shit.
Now, after being told what a crying Jordan is, Minitti responded, "Yes, I've been educated now about the crying Jordan. I don't care if it's a meme. It's completely inappropriate, especially for a school teacher to post." Now, Brian, what's more embarrassing? The fact that he lost his shit over a Facebook post? Or that his Facebook profile shows his favorite band is the 1980s band The Hooters?
The Hooters?
Yeah, I looked it up, and I like went on YouTube to see who they were. And they do have the
yeah. What's they,
all you zombies hide your faces like that? They have this one song that you kind of know. It was like the warm up band for Live Aid kind of band.
Now, the Hooters had a couple hits.
I think that was it. The zombie song.
I don't know the zombie song.
It's a terrible song, but
I'm sure it is. Hold on.
All you zombies hide your faces. You'd know that.
Hold on. I'm just gonna look here. Another thing, first things, while I look this up, you're a politician, and I get it that you're a small town Jersey politician, and I really, really appreciate your North versus South Jersey.
I've said this many times. It's yeah. New Jersey doesn't have an identity. It's one suburb to another. Like, it's North Jersey or South Jersey, but like you don't have like New Jersey television stations. You either get the Philly channels or the New York channels. Like, they're not, there's exactly. Not really an identity. It's but just it's, like this random suburb land.
It's like Northern and Southern California. Like, it's two different places. Like, you're either New York adjacent or you're Philly adjacent. Right. And so you're either Northern California is like San Francisco, like we drink Chardonnay at the baseball game, and we
Piazza up there.
Yeah, we went to Berkeley and there, you know, tech, Google, and all that. Or you have Southern California, entertainment industry, we're real white, you know, a lot of Republicans walking around, a lot of also, this is, I found the Hooters, and we danced, Ed.
So I'm just not sure.
Oh, no, hold on. There's an ad. Oh, my God.
Those fucking ads. What a
great show.
What? It's the kind of ad you can't skip.
Oh, those
video will
kind.
Play after ad, and there's 20 seconds left in the ad.
What kind of ad is it? Just nonsense?
Hold on, I'll play it.
Did the Hooters get a real ad?
Oh, it's got that guy. This guy was on Breaking Bad. He was like one Mike? Of Jesse Pinkman's friends.
Badger?
Oh, it's yeah, Badger. Yeah, it's
Skinny
Badger.
Pete?
Amazon Fire TV. Okay, this is the Hooters right here. Oh, now it's a whole... Remember when they used to make videos, Ed?
Super serious videos, right?
Apparently they still make videos. Oh, people are going to complain that this isn't loud enough. Okay. They're putting a guy in a trunk. Everybody listening to us right now already knows the Hooters hit. But I need it. I need to hear it. And I recall it now. I feel like this was in a movie. Uh-huh.
It's a harmonica. This sounds like Counting Crows.
Yeah, it's a melodica. It's one of those things you blow in with piano keys on it. Like the remix.
Really,
like,
bumming me out.
Did they re-record this? Oh, come on. Tell me you don't remember this. I mean, it's a pretty hot song, Ed.
I'm just trying to think of what the refrain is.
Yeah. Here, listen. Woo! Hooters, baby! I'm gonna make...
Enough. Mercy.
These guys have really good hair. Never good, and you never see this anymore, where the keyboard player is playing stand-up keyboards and he's also singing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, harmonies. We gotta get to the chorus, Ed.
I know. But anyway, just, you know when you click on a Facebook page, like I just looked.
Yeah, Hooters. Okay, so do you remember that song?
I kind of do. Oh, I recognize the other one that I clicked on, but please, I don't want to hear it.
Should I play that one too? There might be a commercial.
All you zombies hide your faces. It's really douchey.
Jesus Christ.
It's the worst. What were you saying? Song.
You know when you click on a Facebook page?
Yeah, and it says like, oh, to find out more about them, you know, send a friend request.
Yeah.
I just clicked on it and it didn't say, and the only fact it gives you before you have to find out more is Anthony Minniti likes his favorite band is the Hooters.
Oh, that's such a weird favorite band to have. If somebody makes fun of you on the internet, like before you respond, don't you sit down with like your younger chief of staff? Aren't you like, hey, Dan, get the interns in here and ask them what this shit means. And then you get some
It's a town called Cinnaminson. Yes. Do you think he has a chief of staff or it's like his dog?
I don't know. It's probably, it's probably like an honorary. It's like he's the mayor.
I'm guessing his chief of staff is Paulie's robot from Rocky IV.
That would be good.
Happy birthday, Paulie.
Ed, I think we've talked about before on this show. I know we've talked about it. I don't think we've gotten in depth. Well, I mean, we've talked about Japan, and we've definitely mentioned in the past tentacle porn.
Troubling.
And it's tentacle porn is one of these things, like, I know it's around, but I know of what it is in theory.
Yes, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Like, yeah, I've never... Like, just knowing it exists is enough for me. I don't, like, need to go online and confirm that. Like, I'm just...
Well, in the story, it says, trust us, you don't want to click on it.
Right. So this Kurt Eichenwald, who's oftentimes... He's a controversial, writery guy. He writes for Newsweek.
He's a guy that... He's Mr. Position B.
Oh, he's...
He has to, like, he's like Skip Bayless, but for Newsweek.
Yeah, he's he's like the Colin, do you know who Colin Cowherd is?
The worst.
He's a sports guy, but his whole thing is like, Aaron Rodgers sucks. And you're like, what? Aaron Rodgers is like the best. And then he goes, he doesn't, in the red zone, he's only 10 for 30. Like he finds statistics, but all he's trying to do is be contrarian. Like all he wants to do is take a position that no one else agrees with just so he can seem controversial. It's kind of like that, right?
Or he does the move where he goes, like during Cam Newton's MVP year, he'll say, and do you think he's terrible? Let me tell you something. Yeah. He just ran for 14 touchdowns. He is not terrible. It's like, well, the dude's the front runner for the MVP. What the fuck are you talking about?
Straw man. Like, no one's... He's arguing against something that no one's saying. Yeah, that's right. Well, hold on. Sip of water. At least I don't cough in the mic, okay? This Kurt Eichenwald from Newsweek, he's a big Twitter guy, and he's always beefing with people. That's part of his brand, is like getting in these Twitter wars about politics. He's a political writer. And I guess he was like warring with somebody on Twitter this week, And he was compelled to take a picture of something in front of the screen of his computer. And of course, as people do, this happens to me, by the way, people will all like post something, like I'll post a picture or something, and people will find ways to go, oh, fucking eyes are really close together, Brian, or you're going bald, or like, what's up with that fanny pack, or what, you know, like people, or you're fat, like you post a picture of one thing, but the thing that you want to draw people's attention to is not what they look at. You're better off just not ever going online or showing yourself to anyone.
Because revealing anything is just going to open you up.
They'll find something else and they'll fuck with you about it. And so this guy posted a thing and people looked at the picture and they saw the tabs of his browser. open
tabs.
And in the tabs, they saw something called a search for something called B-Chiku. And what apparently B-Chiku is, I would never, like, this is a tell right here, because who would even know to search that? B-Chiku is something called it's a hardcore hentai, and hentai, I think, is like animation. It's like Japanese animation, but it's like the porn version of hentai. And so people were like lighting him up on Twitter about it. And then here's where he made the mistake, because this happens to me. I'm like, what? Yeah, I had that tab open. So go fuck yourself. But this guy was like, came back with a thread of tweets. And if you're tweeting a thread of stuff to
me, to defend, thinks thou.
Yes. Protest. The girl doth protest too much. So he said, so he starts it off. Sigh, spells out the word sigh. Okay, I'm a dumbass. Believe it or not, my kids and I were trying to convince my wife that tentacle porn existed. I tried to find, next tweet, some to show her it was real, but I couldn't find any and ended up with this. My family reads my Twitter feed, so no, they know this is true. Okay. Already, we have the too detailed explanation, yes, followed by the fake appeal to authority. Like, my family's got my back on this one. That's a bad combination right there. And then he continues, while in another tweet, while hentai, until now, I thought it was called manga. Another, like, he's like, look how dumb I am. I thought hentai was manga. Also, Ed,
why would you think that? What does that mean?
Also, it took me about 70 times of being corrected on this. I always thought it was called manja. And my son and all his friends, they think that's really funny that I say it wrong. And I even said it once to an adult, and the adult looked at me like I was Captain Stupid. And so it's called manga, not manja. Right. Manja is like Italian sounding. Manga.
Until this story, I'd never heard of manga.
Well, that's what it's called, manga.
But what world are you, why are you saying it? And then why are your kids like, what is this?
Well, because it's manga is like the, I'm going to get this wrong. Manga is like the comics, like the Japanese comics, but not, they don't, but they're not, they're not porno. They're just like,
why are you talking about it?
Because my kid and his friends read them. And, and so, but the actual animated thing, the thing that's like a cartoon, like, remember G-Force? Did you watch G-Force when you were a kid? Or Voltron?
I watched Speed Racer.
Okay, there you go. That would, yeah, I think, be considered hentai because it's actually animated. Manga, just drawings on paper. Comic book. Hentai, animated. I'll continue.
Pretty deep.
While hentai, until now I thought it was called manga, was on screen as part of a search to prove to my wife tentacle porn exists. What diff would it make? Seriously, while I don't see the appeal of cartoon porn is a multi-billion industry. People obviously look at it. Cares. So he goes on, and then people were like really, really lighting him up on Twitter. The whole thing, you know, he protested too much, and it just was a really bad look for the guy. He should have just ignored it. And it's, you know, Ed, as I always say, let he who hasn't checked out a little Japanese tentacle porn with the fam cast the first stone. But I want to know from you, he was checking it out with his kids, as is normal. At what age is the right age to sit down with your children and show them Two Girls, One Cup for the first time?
That is a moment that should be cherished. I'm thinking Father's Day could be the right time to do it.
Yes. That's
all. Hey, Dad, what would you like to do for Father's Day? All right. Fire it up. Just think of the scenario that he's.
It's insane. Talking it's about. Crazy.
Hey, Dad, instead of going out with my friends, I was thinking maybe I could spend some time at home and we could, you know, do something nice. Oh, great. What should we do? Watch a movie? Play Scrabble? No, I was hoping we could show Mom an image of a giant anime octopus fucking the shit out of a cartoon 12-year-old girl.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, what family hasn't had that conversation? Just imagine if you told your wife, hey, Michelle, honey.
The kids and I were talking.
Yeah, you're like, can you believe that something exists called tentacle porn? And she'd be like, oh, that's crazy. And you'd be like, let me show you. And she'd be like, it's cool.
No,
I believe
it's
you.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah, I was
came
like,
from Japan, right?
Rule 34. Like, I understand that there's porno of weird shit. Like, I don't need it proven to me. Like, who's going, no way. Bullshit. No, no.
Prove it.
I don't believe you.
Tentacle porn makes me think that we still haven't fully grasped the after effects of Fat Man and Little Boy. Like,
it's true.
The fact that, like, there are some weird things out there, but it's almost always from Japan. Like, why? Yeah. Why would they be that into something that's, like, how many people could possibly be turned on by that?
We forced them to be westernized, Ed, and they weren't ready. And so now...
They certainly weren't ready.
Now, their regular porn, they have to blur out the genitals on their regular porn. But if it's drawn, a woman or child can be raped by a sea monster, and it's okay to masturbate to that.
No way. Prove it. Prove it.
Yes. Yes. Ed, are you?
Yeah.
Are you one of those picky eaters? I picture you being like kind of.
Not particularly. No. I mean, I don't enjoy. More mouthfeel than taste of mushrooms. They kind of creep me out.
Texture. You're not into mushrooms. So tomatoes. You okay with tomatoes?
Love tomatoes.
Okay, because a lot of texture people are anti tomatoes.
Yeah.
I remember this is. It's been. I can't remember the last time I had Taco Bell, but I remember like in high school, we'd go to Taco Bell. And there was, for some reason, there was no uniformity between the Taco Bells. So one Taco Bell you'd go to, and they give you a fucking bean burrito, and it would just be regular bean burrito. But then you go to another Taco Bell, and there would be fucking onions in your bean burrito. And it was like, no, there was no rhyme or reason to it. So you'd have to be like, hey, let me have a bean burrito. No onions, but then you'd be at one that didn't normally put onions in it, and they'd be like, oh, you want that with onions? And you'd be like, no, and it would be like a whole thing. This doesn't ring a bell to you? This is only my childhood?
The only the first Taco Bell I ever went to in my life was in college, and that was also probably the last one.
Right.
So it was always the same one. So
right. You just went to the one Taco Bell. Anyway. It was one of those things where I would get I didn't want the onions. Not that I'm like anti-onions, but it was like I didn't want the onions in my burrito.
I had some skeevia onions.
Yeah, it just was like made it a weird texture and I didn't want it. But then occasionally I would get them with the onions and you know what I would do? I'd just eat it. I'd just get it and go, oh, it's kind of what I wanted, but I'm just going to eat it.
It's not going to kill me.
Yeah,
it
wasn't. And now, but now occasionally if it's really fucked up, I'll send some shit back. Like, the sauce and I were out to breakfast recently. We were out of town. And we got, like, we both got an entree. And then we got, it was breakfast. So just to have something a little sweet, we got some waffles for the table. So we could just have a couple bites of waffles with our savory entree. Mm-hmm. And they brought the waffles out. These fucking waffles were cold. They were cold. They'd been sitting in the window. And I just wasn't, I'm not down with eating some cold waffles. Send them back. Hey.
I totally get why you would want to send them back.
Yes. Yeah.
But I've worked in enough restaurants. Yes.
As have I.
I will never, ever send something back. Well, oh, this is the most delicious cold waffle I've ever had.
Yes. I understand.
No, do not send it
back. I try to be very polite. I'm like, hey, listen. Sorry to bug you.
It's not the waitress.
Yeah, it's the kitchen.
That you got to worry about.
I was
Larry the fry cook.
I was a cook in many restaurants, and I was a cook a lot for a long time. And I never like would just because I'm I have a soul, I have an innate goodness to me. I'm a moral person. I would never like fuck up somebody's do anything to somebody's food. But I will say this, when you're in a kitchen and you're busy and shit's popping off, like shit will fall on the floor and you will pick it up and you will serve it to people because not because you want to fuck up their day, but because you're in a fucking hurry and everything else is ready to go for that table and you're putting the last thing up there and a few fucking fries fall on the floor, you're going to pick them up and put them back on the plate. Nobody's going to know, be none the wiser. So that does happen. But Ed, this guy in the Pittsburgh area, Pittsburgh, Oakland, Pennsylvania.
Oakland is a rough area of Pittsburgh, I believe.
Yes, and all Oakland's rough areas. This guy.
I think that's where Pitt is.
Oh, the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
This guy was, he was not happy with his food, and he had sort of a more, more robust reaction than I.
So he didn't just grin and bear it and just keep eating.
No, I would say he was a little bit stronger reaction than that. The police were involved. Police officers were called Tuesday night to an Indian restaurant in Oakland after receiving a report of a disorderly man threatening to shoot the staff. According to the criminal complaint, 43-year-old Yuba Raj Sharma was so drunk and difficult that he became dead weight as police tried to put him in a patrol car. The owner of the All India restaurant on North Craig Street told police that Sharma visited twice this week. The first time on Monday, the owner said Sharma was eating there and acting belligerent. He was intoxicated. According to the complaint, Sharma told the owner that he was going to shoot him. Then the owner saw Sharma make a motion that he had a gun in his pants. After 911 was called, Sharma pulled down his pants, exposing his genitals while verbally taunting the owner and another staff member. Sharma was so drunk that police said he was speaking nonsense, and at one point he told an officer that he, quote, he got into an argument with staff because they put onions in his food.
Oh.
So, Ed, next time I'm at a restaurant, what should I do when I'm served something that I don't care for? Should I politely ask the server to take it back or threaten to murder someone with my entire genitals exposed?
You know, this story was a very long-winded way for a guy with a big dick to pull it off.
They love doing that.
They always find a reason. Now, this guy took a reason like onions in his food. And he turned it into a reason to whip out his meat whistle.
It's crazy. He wanted mushrooms. Yeah.
But if I accidentally get a mushroom when I ask for no mushrooms, I either eat it if it's not really too much of a hindrance, or you just kind of like pick a few out and then just hope for the best.
Just kind of push it away. Just kind of like move it to the side.
Yeah, looking at this guy's picture.
Yeah.
The story tells me he's got a big hog.
You think so? Because he got it out. He was quick to get it out. Yeah.
Even if he's shit-faced, if I'm shit-faced, that's not my go-to move in protest. But dude's got two studs in each ear.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't see that. Wow. Well, that was a look like in the early 90s. Is he like he's a big Eminem fan? Detroit area guy?
That's Hoops. That's Hoops.
Oh, that's Hoops. Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Either. Neither is good.
Like Michael Jordan had the hoops.
He just had the one hoop in the one ear. Like Han Solo.
Oh, I've got a Michael Jordan update. We did the Michael Jordan thing.
Oh yeah, let's get to that.
Okay. So you made the correct point that none of us are too many degrees removed from Michael Jordan.
Yes.
And I'm pulling up a text from my buddy.
Oh, yes. Craigslist threesome guy?
No, not my buddy who's like you would expect to know weird shit.
Oh yeah, different. So the reason I said that is because I had some friends that lived in Santa Barbara, and every summer Michael Jordan would have a camp, a basketball camp in Santa Barbara, and he would just, this is when he was married to Juanita, and the rumor was that he would just slay the town while he was there, and a friend of theirs would often have sex with Michael Jordan, according to them. So I was like, if I could be that close to knowing what Michael Jordan's packing, pretty much anybody could be. And right. Now you're saying that is the case.
Well, I don't have a size thing, but I have a behavior thing that should indicate the size.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yes, go on.
Okay. First text, gentlest lover she ever had. Next interesting. Text, laid rose petals out on the bed after giving her the key to his hotel room. She then had breakfast with him and Tiger afterwards.
Whoa, this chick must have been hot.
She must have been. I don't know her. But wow. As hot as she is, yeah. This is a dude that took it hard to the hoop.
Yeah.
And he's a super gentle lover.
Very competitive. Yes.
Do you think if he's packing all-time heat, do you think he goes through the whole charade with the rose petals?
Well, hear me out.
Okay.
Normally, for you or I would say no. But for Michael Jordan, maybe he's got, it's more of an apologetic thing where he's like, look.
Like, sorry, I'm going to wreck you.
Yes, I'm sorry. Like, your vagina is going to be probably pretty sore after this. So here, let me just make it an enjoyable time for you. I'm going to make it really romantic. I want you to be really aroused because that helps you relax, open yourself up to allow me to get in there with my extra large weapon. And so maybe in Michael Jordan's case, it was more of an apologetic thing, but could go either way. I could see it both ways. We need
if he wanted to be proof. Extra kind, if he wanted to be extra kind, why would he have her have breakfast with Tiger Woods in the morning? Can you imagine looking at that puss in the morning?
Yeah, no, that is, yes.
How are you swallowing your eggs looking at Tiger across the table from
that
you?
That gray tooth, remember that gray tooth?
That gray tooth, it's going to bum you out at breakfast.
Yeah, that really would.
The cold waffles would be the least of your trouble.
Also, it would be very uncomfortable for everybody when the bill comes and Tiger Woods like goes to the bathroom right before the bill comes, or maybe it's time to like chip in and he's like, ooh, I left my wallet in my golf bag. Maybe you guys could get me this time, or you never know.
Oh, I was changing my spikes. I left it. Yeah,
yes. I'll be back. Exactly. Very interesting. Interesting tidbit. Somebody did mention last night when I was tweeting with people about Counting Crows guy being just the ultimate slayer, that he would be the number one Daily's choice. Like if you walked in, you would have to see what Adam Duritz is packing because so many. Oh, Winona Ryder was another one that he got.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. This guy's got such a resume. You would have to see what kind of bat he was bringing up to the plate. Like he obviously was swinging the Babe Ruth lumber.
The rumor was out there on that guy because not that many women, like there's a being attracted to fame thing, but for that level to constantly flock to a pretty rough looking dude.
Yes.
He must have been well known.
Let's get a female's opinion. Hold on. Joining us now, everyone's favorite pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. How you doing, Fancy?
Oh, what's up?
Hey, Kate.
Kate McManus.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Adam Duritz, lead singer of the band The Counting Crows?
Yeah.
And this guy is a real sexual dynamo.
Apparently.
Are you
I mean, he was. I don't know about anymore. How old is he now?
He's got to be 50, but he was known to date Emmy Rossum. How does this guy
what's his name? Adam Duritz.
Yeah. How does this guy slay it to such a degree?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a question.
Well, my theory is that people must have been really into the Counting Crows.
But were they? Their music's so bad.
No, that can't be the case.
It has to be.
Nobody's into them.
Speaking
of it has to be because.
Oh, wait, I'm looking at the picture. That is a giant wig.
I told you. The dude wears a wig.
You wouldn't have sex with someone if you didn't like their music and they look like that and they had dreads.
Aniston.
That's like the trifecta of no.
Christina Applegate.
Not going to happen.
Christina Applegate. She's cool.
Yeah, she's very cool.
Well, and I don't know. What do you want me to say? He's super charming.
Unreal.
Yes, he dyed. I forgot that part. He shoe polishes the facial hair. Okay.
Yeah. Here. Salvador Dali would be like, hey, buddy, tone it down a notch.
It's a little much. You're a little overboard. Hey, Kato, do you remember this? Do you remember this song, Hooters and We Danced?
Oh, yeah. This was a jam.
It's a hot jam, right?
Yeah.
Some mayor in Jersey. This is his favorite band.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just let it go. Woo! Hooters, baby!
Romance.
Yeah. All right. And We Dance, the Hooters.
Yeah, that was a good song. Why are you playing that?
I don't know. We were talking about it earlier. Okay.
I just want to say that I basically, now it's like, in my home, it's like I live with the paparazzi. I'm constantly getting Instagram story packed.
Ed. Last night,
when I'm not looking.
Last night, Ed, you don't watch Insta stories.
And then I watch Brian's Insta stories, and they're all making fun of me.
Last night.
They're all of me.
Last night.
Talking about sports.
Last night, Kate was.
Which I know a lot about.
Kate was offering.
My fucking team won the NBA championship last night.
Kate's favorite team, the Warriors, were in the process of winning the NBA championship, and she was offering commentary on the game. So I was clandestinely recording it with my phone and posting it to my Insta story.
Brian thinks
good.
It's really funny that I got Draymond Green's name wrong, and I kept saying it Draymond.
It's taken you 2 days to figure out that it's Draymond. Not what were you saying?
His name is Draymond.
Draymond Green. I like this Draymond Green guy. So good. Yeah, so check out my Insta stories for that. Okay, quickly, let's do some emails before we get to the pop culture news. This is a can conundrum here. Hold on, let me find the music for that. Do I have it? What's happened to the can conundrum? Oh, I do not have. I'll add it in later.
Yeah, I can't decide. This can conundrum for you, baby.
Okay. First email. Falling on hard times due to her growing marijuana habit. I do have that sound. Hold on. Fancy has taken a position doing pre-production scouting for an adult entertainment company. She is tasked to head up to Malibu to check out the vacated mansion they will be renting for an upcoming shoot of a confidential, prominent actress. Fancy locates the seaside mansion and easily lets herself in, noting to herself the door being unlocked. This guy really, this is like Penthouse Forum. He's really setting the stage here. The open floor plan allows her a view throughout the house from the foyer, and gasping to herself, realizes from the pictures on the wall that it is the home of actress/entrepreneur Jessica Alba. Okay, she wins. Out of each corner of her eyes, she notices movement. In one direction, Jessica is stuck in her own thoughts, deciding what outfit she should wear with nothing but a smile. In the opposite direction, she notices topless Transformers star Megan Fox poolside taking in the late afternoon rays. Fancy knows the actresses will be surprised, and she will have to work out the scheduling mishap with the production company and Jessica. So many details. Realizing she has a brief moment to get an eyeful of one actress in their full glory, which gal will garner her gaze? Can conundrum, Kate. Which is it going to be?
Oh, Jess Alba.
Of course. Jessica Alba is one of the all-time beauties. This Megan Fox, she's basic. She has a tattoo.
I had a run-in with Jessica Alba.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I think we have the same birthday. Do you want to hear the story?
Names dropping. I would like to know if Jessica Alba was a loudcomer.
I was at Coachella years ago. Backstage at LCD Sound System.
So many things being dropped right now. So many details.
And
yes.
I was dancing and right by Jessica Alba and Cash Warren before they were married.
Her husband's son, a former UCLA
pretty
point guard,
sure
Mike
Warren. They were on Who? Molly.
Oh, hold on.
Because BFF'd up.
You have no knowledge of that. You have no knowledge of that whatsoever. So what you?
I mean, I can tell when someone's on Molly.
You had an interaction.
Who's with? Yeah, who's Cash Warren.
That's who she's
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, we were BFFing it up, dancing, really bonded over our joint birthday.
Oh, cute. Oh, because it was on. This was happening on.
It was happening on my birthday.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So anyway, I choose Jessica Alba, and I'm just more interested in her as a person.
Yes, she's one of the hottest chicks.
Megan Fox is a huge bargain.
Yeah,
and I'm not interested.
She has Megan Fox has a Marilyn Monroe tattoo on her forearm.
Also, does she have plastic titties?
Yeah, she's got fake titties.
I'm not really interested in fake tits.
Yeah, she's got. Yeah, me either. Same here.
They all look the same.
They're real if you can touch them.
Yeah, I mean, I
they'll have a real sameness about them. It's like a bag of saline or silicone under your skin.
This is no choice. Like, I love looking at all sorts of naked women, but Jessica Alba is just one of the great beauties of our generation. Real hottie.
That was a good story, though.
Yeah, she's very hot.
What? Peach Schlitzky story?
Yeah, Pete. Good story.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Pete.
A lot of effort in that.
Okay, here's another one. Asking for anal on Father's Day. Baller move or
Wait,
creep
what?
Move? Thanks, y'all. Adam Ansel. What? From Sugarland.
What?
Ed, we'll start with you. You're a married guy. Father's Day.
My mom's not listening to
Father's,
this.
Your mom isn't listening. Father's Day's coming up this weekend. Yes or no, will you be asking for anal as your Father's Day gift? Anal sex from your wife or someone else?
Instead of breakfast in bed this year, I'll take a little mud on the helmet.
Okay, what are your thoughts? He needs an answer. Adam is poses a great question. Is this a baller
That's
move?
That's my favorite email.
It's great.
That's
it's
my
the
favorite
best.
Email of all time.
Is it a baller move or a creep move?
It's a fucking ballsy move.
Yeah, a ballsy move. Just, hey.
And
hey,
also,
babe,
just
Father's
FYI,
Day.
No.
No, it's not. It's neither. Oh, the answer's no.
In case you were getting any ideas.
That's a Father's Day if you don't want to have custody by next Father's Day.
I would say creep move. I'd say asking for although it is good to get consent to sex acts. Signed Kobe Bryant. You want to, because a lot of times you start doing one thing and then you want to take it to a place that they don't want to take it to. What up, Kobe? What up, Mamba? So it's good to know beforehand what's available to you, but I would suggest like maybe not make it a special occasion and maybe like work up to it. I would suggest
maybe don't be sober either.
Pinot Noir would help. Maybe a little weed. But that is good.
Poppers.
Yeah. So yes, poppers. Absolutely. If it's the guys, at Rain City
Molly.
Jacks know. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And finally, I think this is the last email. Fancy. As I am not hashtag basic, I am not up to date on current pop culture and, quote, hip-hop trends, which people think are cool but are actually lame. I am currently visiting the city of Blight, Detroit, and there are numerous young fans lined up to see an act which I have determined to be named Russ. Is this actually a thing? Or just another sad happening to add to Detroit's long and unfortunate decay? Keith in Indiana, hashtag team current, hashtag not basic, hashtag not corny. Kate McManus, are you familiar with a hip-hop act called Russ?
Yes.
And is he at all related to our favorite hip-hop act from Detroit, Insane Clown Posse?
I don't think so.
No, he's not related
but
to
But I don't know for sure.
Is he kind of like, he sounds kind of like Drake-ish.
I don't, like I'm not that familiar.
Oh, like not a thug. But you're aware that he is a thing?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic.
But not my thing.
Ed, you like to talk about that one Wu-Tang song, you know? Do you know anything about Russ?
I know nothing about Russ, but I do sympathize with that story when you see a bunch of people like really into something and you've never even heard of it. One time when I was in Seattle, I saw a bunch of like goth teens, all like super charged up to go. I was somewhere near where the Seahawks play, yeah. and they were like super amped up. This is like 10, 12 years ago. And I finally asked, I was like, what are you guys here to see? And they're like, Good Charlotte. Good Charlotte. I can't wait. And I was like, who the fuck is Good Charlotte? Like, this was
I'll
like
tell you who Good before. Charlotte is. Yeah. One of those dudes is married to Nicole Richie, and the other one is married to Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, and they're twins.
So fucking weird.
Yeah.
But
yes.
They were selling out like the Seahawks stadium. I'd never heard of
them. Yeah. And now it's 8 years later and you haven't heard of them again.
Wow. So one brother gets Nicole Richie and the other one gets Cameron Diaz. Yeah. That's a pretty big barbell difference right there.
Yes. Yeah. That's true. But they both got famous chicks.
Nicole set them up because she's friends with
Cameron Diaz.
Cammy D.
Okay, first of all, this Russ guy is a guy. He's called Russ Vitale. He's born in 1992, which is pretty depressing. Americans, race, and
determinants. Remember when you used to think that people born in the 80s were like so young?
I know. It's crazy. he's on Columbia Records. He's got a single. His album just came out this year.
I feel like he's had a couple of singles.
He's a known guy. I'm going to say, his early inspirations were G-Unit, 50 Cent, and Eminem.
Well, he's, of course. Yeah,
Detroit. Oh, but he's not from Detroit.
It's Detroit.
I think he's just indie.
Eight Mile came out when he was in like first grade.
Oh, and he's from Georgia, Roswell. He's born in Jersey. What up, Ed Daly? But it says he's from Roswell, Georgia. So good for Russ. Thanks for bringing him to our attention. Okay, Kate, this is the pop culture segment of the program. What is going on in the world of pop
culture?
Don't
sound so excited.
What is happening?
I have to shout out the newest Patreon fam member.
Yes.
Also, I can't remember if I gave a shout out a couple of weeks ago to, I might have, David Bray.
Oh yeah, you did.
Did I?
You did. He's the guy with the awful airport story.
Yes.
Okay. This week I need to give a shout out, a big shout out to Kev McCormick.
Okay.
McCormack.
K-Mac.
Oh, K-Mac Tex.
Good for him. K-Mac.
Yeah.
You ruled it.
He should have received my book by now.
Oh yeah, that's our iTunes contest winner. The Roast the Host contest. Great guy. Fantastic guy.
Okay,
Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture? What is happening in Fancy Pop?
Let me tell you.
Yep.
All right. Let's start at the top.
Okay.
Did you know Ed Hartwell and Keisha Knight Pullum, who used to be on The Cosby Show?
Oh, Rudy.
Remember they were married?
She played Rudy.
They were married briefly and had a kid.
Is that she's married to a football player. That's
right.
Him, right.
I thought you would know.
I don't.
His name's Ed Hartwell.
Yeah, never heard of him.
Anyway, they're in the middle of a divorce and a custody battle.
Yeah.
And apparently she didn't show up for her scheduled, what do you call it?
Custody hearing.
No. Like visit with the kids.
Visitation. Uh-huh.
Like she was at Bill Cosby's court hearing.
Wow, you figured you would work that out.
There's a guy you want in your corner.
Yeah. So Hartwell is now, he wants a rescheduled visit and he's requesting the judge order her to pay his attorney fees, etc., and is using this as a quiver in his...
You know, I share custody with my ex, and you oftentimes things come up where you have to adjust the schedule a little bit.
I know. Sorry, I explained it wrong.
Oh.
It was his visit, so he was coming to visit the child.
And they weren't there,
and she wasn't there.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I would be like, emergency. Sorry, my TV dad, my surrogate dad, is on trial for rape. So
right. Just, so she's really got her priorities straight.
The kids need to be there with me to check.
My TV dad, who is already on record saying he gave quaaludes to women to have sex with.
He likes to do rapes. I do pretty baller of the Cosby defense to actually not mount a defense.
Yeah.
They didn't just make a couple jokes.
Yeah. They didn't have a defense. They just called one witness to testify that Bill Cosby can't see very well. And then they're like, okay, that's it. So, in summary, this guy was America's dad, and she's just some chick that's accusing America's dad. So do with that what you will.
Right. That will probably work,
yeah,
though.
He'll probably get off. Yeah.
Fuck this shit.
Okay, what else is... yes?
Well,
yes,
at least sir. Rudy... At least Rudy had a long, fruitful marriage, right?
7 months.
Oh, really? How did they have kids out of that?
I'm guessing the marriage was because of the
kid. Oh, right. Right. Fair enough. Wow.
Well, you can get pregnant when you're married and then have the baby later.
That works.
After you split up.
Yeah. Good for them. She's still getting those residuals? Like, who's got the money in that relationship?
Well, that's got to kill all the people on The Cosby Show because the residuals were pouring in. Yeah. And then nobody's showing those reruns anymore.
Yeah. Same. What was... There was another show that... Oh.
I wonder if you can watch them on Hulu or something.
No. Because they pull all that shit. So
they do.
Remember the dad on Seventh Heaven?
Yes. He was a pedophile.
The villain from Brewster's Millions.
Yes. Turns out he was a pedophile. And this Seventh Heaven was in heavy rotation on like the Christian channels. And all the people that were on it were clocking big checks because the show was constantly on TV. And all of a sudden, the dad on the show is a pedo. And boom, there goes that mailbox money because that show's not on anymore. Yeah. Pretty fucked up.
Yeah, Jessica Biel must be bombed.
Was she on that with her big shoulders?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the show that she got famous on.
Oh.
With her right?
Shoulders.
I'm not wrong.
I believe you. No, I think you're right.
I never watched that show.
She's got like a...
Is it a Christian show?
Yeah,
another
Christian.
Day and the dad was a preacher.
Yeah, I think this... Yes. Yeah, it was a Christian like theme, like religious.
I just noticed that almost all my stories tonight are relash.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear... What's the next one?
Relationship stories. All right. A-Rod and J-Lo, as you know, are a thing. Have been for a little while.
She is so banging.
It's come out. And this is, I don't know whether to believe this or not.
Yeah.
It's come out that he has been sexting another woman during his romance with J-Lo.
I actually saw this.
And tried to arrange a date with her.
I actually saw this story, and I believe it because this, the
Do
woman.
Do you? The National Enquirer is reporting.
Oh, come on.
This woman totally fits in with A-Rod's like type.
Right.
She's like a
muscular.
Yeah, personal
yes.
trainer.
Yes.
Muscular, like kind of a square jaw. Like she's a fitness model. And I'm like, oh yeah, of course he'd be sexting her. He loves these kind of chicks.
But I mean, J-Lo, this is the whole thing. The thing I believe less about it is the fact that they're actually together.
Oh, right.
Like I think it's all about going in the news. Like, yeah. I remember, I mean, maybe time is just flying. It wasn't that long ago that one of your stories was about her with Drake. Like,
that was short-lived. Yes, you're right.
But it's always fucking just a reason to stay in the news. It's the most exhausting, like, celebrity of all time.
You know, a lot of...
I mean, she's hot, but like, Jesus.
I don't know, if I was famous, I'd date a bunch of dudes.
She's very hot. What do you mean?
If I was famous.
Oh.
Like, if I wasn't married to you.
Oh, who wouldn't?
Anyway, according to the magazine, and her name is Lauren Hunter. She's a fitness model. Hunter claims she and the ex-Yankee began dating back in 2011 when he was still seeing actress Cami Diaz, who's now married to Benji Madden of Good Charlotte.
Wow. Bringing it back.
And that they've been in touch ever since.
Yeah, his name's Benji, yeah.
And then after A-Rod began dating Lopez, in March, he and Hunter allegedly began FaceTime again 3 or 4 times a day, and she was sending him explicit messages and photos. And according to a source, on May 10th, A-Rod told her he missed her and then asked her to send a video of her doing a sex act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
And then apparently, it's alleged that on May 13th, A-Rod, who was in Kansas City doing some work-related Fox commentary,
yes,
offered to fly her out and pay her $20,000
what?
To do a threesome.
Well,
because he's into threesomes.
Wait, you don't pay somebody that you're dating. That's what makes you a prostitute.
Hold on.
Yeah?
No. That's wrong. Did offer to fly her out to hook up. She alleges that in 2011, he did offer her a $20,000 allowance in return for a threesome with another woman because he was very into threesomes. He liked her to dress up as a schoolgirl. He was good in bed, but he's rough and well endowed.
Oh, unlike Michael Jordan. Interesting. Michael Jordan, a very tender lover, we've
learned. Anyway, we'll see how long this A-Rod J-Lo.
Fantastic. Wow. No, I'm into that. I'm very interested in that. Okay, Kate, what else?
All right. Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yes.
So Katy Perry apparently has been live streaming her life 24 hours a day since Thursday, June 8th to promote her new album, Witness.
Ed, could you, would you rather the Katy Perry live stream or the Shia LaBeouf 24-hour watch all his movies experience?
I thought you were talking about the live stream where he's fighting Nazis.
That too. Either.
Well, especially with Katy Perry's new haircut, I'm choosing Shia LaBeouf.
This is Katy.
That haircut is terrible.
Awful. Awful. Okay, what else is going on with her, Kate?
Okay, so she also, during the live stream, she appeared on James Corden's late night show played the game.
Hard pass on anything James Corden, by the
spill
way.
Spill your
hard
guts pass. Or hard fill pass. Your guts. A game or guess. Yes. Answer an embarrassing question or eat gross-looking food. And he asked her about her romantic history, specifically asked her to rank her former boyfriends, John Mayer, Orlando Bloom, and Diplo, from best to worst in bed.
We know who's going
to
win that one.
But unfortunately for the major laser producer, Diplo, Katy ranked him last.
Yeah, well,
she actually ranked.
He's also the least famous.
Oh, she said that Josh Groban was the one that got away.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh. Josh Groban. He also.
He's got a bat.
She ranked,
he banged January Jones too.
Who did she rank first?
Yeah, I know. Who'd she rank? Well, it'd have to be Bloom.
I like that Corden went in for a dig about Diplo. He's like, I think Diplo's third. I do because I think there's a reason people become DJs.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Fucked up.
Pretty funny.
That James Corden, he pops up on my Facebook feed from time to time, and people will be like, you have to watch this Carpool Karaoke. It's like, I promise you, I don't have to. I never, ever have to.
So unfunny. Wow, this Josh Groban, he's got quite a resume.
Is he the one that's married to Katie Heigl?
Right?
No, that's another guy called Josh. Yeah, he's a crooner.
Who's he married to?
I don't think he's married to anybody. He's yes.
Oh, I was just looking at the story. Diplo got on Twitter and responded.
Oh, Diplo. Let's hear from Diplo.
He said, "I don't even remember having sex."
Oh, sick. Because he was probably on Molly. Okay, Josh Groban, age 36. Here's who we know that he's dated: Kat Dennings. She got some big things. Like,
yeah,
it's really.
Brian's very aware of anyone that has big.
She had the two huge cans of Two Broke Girls.
Yes, she's got some very, very big cans. Michelle Trachtenberg, who was pretty hot, I believe she was in the movie Euro Trip.
She was not hot. She looks like an emo cutter.
Well, in this picture, you'd be right, but I recall her being pretty attractive.
Well, you recall wrong.
Brian Beckner, major favorite. Selma Blair, also Groban got a piece of that. Then Katy Perry, as we discussed, and Mrs. Don Draper, January Jones.
Right.
Pretty strong resume for the Grobes. Good job, buddy. Okay, Kate, what else is going on?
Forbes released its list of the top 100 highest paid entertainers.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to tell you. Who do you think is at the top?
Okay, well, let's do like a 10 to 1. Let's count down.
You want me to go backwards?
Should we guess? Let's just guess because that'll take too long.
I'll go backwards anyway. Top. 10. I'm just going to go backwards.
Okay.
10, LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
9.
What did he rake in?
$86 million.
They're
all pretty close.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a
9,
lot of money.
James Patterson. Written 130 titles in his name.
Yeah.
He's the best-selling living author.
Yeah, he's got a whole section at Barnes &
Noble. Also, he's writing a book with Bill Clinton at the moment.
Is he?
Yes.
He wrote a book with Bill O'Reilly. I was in a bookstore and saw that.
Is that true?
like a kid's book with Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, my God.
It was like, learn how to say please or something like that. It was like a Jesus. Fucking douchey book.
I thought I saw something. He was on 60 Minutes or he was on Sunday Morning or something that, yeah, he writes a lot of these books, but now he like farms out. Like he has like writers that work for him that write like James like
fan fiction.
Yeah, that write like James Patterson style books. I could be wrong on that, but I think I'm right. Yeah, he's a franchise.
8 Coldplay, 7 Howard Stern. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Did they?
Well, they just had a worldwide. They had just finished a world tour. I think they made a lot of money.
Who's fucking buying tickets to go see Coldplay besides our very own Jason Stewart?
Also, yes. They donate 10% of their profits to causes.
Well, he puts a lot of risk.
Oh, that's nice.
He writes on his
when you have that much money.
Like, he's got like Sharpie all over his hands for his causes. He's like, I support like free trade, and he'll hold it up on his hands, kind of like Billy Ripken's bat in that one card, Ed.
Fuckface.
Yeah, fuckface. But his just say, like, free trade or, like, no more coal or something.
You know who Chris Martin is?
Sexing.
Yes.
Who?
Is that extremely attractive Annabelle Wallace.
Oh, I like her. She's on. Like,
she's an actor. She's an actress. Blinders. She's gonna. She's got that Mummy movie coming out.
It's out
with Tom Cruise.
It's a huge bomb.
Is it a huge bomb?
Miserably, yes.
Yeah, I thought it would.
Yeah, she's attractive. Annabelle Wallace. Okay.
Number 6. I was just talking about him, and you were like, "How does he afford a mansion in wherever it was?"
Yeah. What? Who?
Hidden Hills. The Weeknd.
Oh, The Weeknd. Remember,
he's 92 mil.
Wow. He just bought a $25 million house. And I'm like, how'd he do that?
Right. Well, this is how. He raked in $92 million.
$92 million.
That's insane. Yeah.
That's so much money. Oh, my God. The Weeknd. Okay, continue.
His album, Starboy, had the third largest debut sales week in the U.S.
Starboy?
In last year.
Oh, my God.
That sucks.
Oh, my. Did you listen to it?
I mean, I'll listen to like a couple of my preview.
There's like a couple of my favorite songs.
What's the buzz about it? And it's like, no, this sucks.
Oh, there's some really good songs on the album.
Yeah, it's very pop.
I'm just gonna say.
Okay.
5, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, I just saw that Spain. He's been.
Is he the one who avoided his taxes?
Yes, he owes like 15 million pounds in Spain because he didn't pay his taxes. Also, Kate, he's very beautiful, right? Cristiano Ronaldo, do you find him attractive?
He is, but he looks dirty, too.
Yeah, right?
He looks like he has HPV.
He does? I'm sure he does, right?
He just looks like he needs a wash.
Yes. Okay, what?
He's got the look of love.
I think because he's always so tan, because he's hanging out on yachts. And
yeah, he's always at.
In his
he's
little white Speedo.
Mallorca.
Yeah. For Drizzy, Drake.
Drake. Aubrey.
Yeah.
Raptors fan.
3, J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter author.
She put out books.
Now, yeah, I mean, I understand that she's a superstar, but like, Harry Potter's been done for a while.
Is it like new generations?
She published I guess it's like a 2-part play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Oh my God.
And then there was a Harry Potter spinoff, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which I took my stepdaughter to see.
Okay.
And Ryan hates all movies. That's she was right. Like, I hated it.
I read the first book with my son, like read it to him, and it was the hardest like few weeks of my life.
Yeah.
Like reading all these weird names.
I did the same.
Fluval Florf and Broomsticks. It's like, oh,
he had like an owl.
For fuck's sake, like what? Yeah, he's talking to a goddamn owl.
Yeah,
but you're a muggle. And please stop. Please
Gryffindorf and
those books are good.
Slither House and stuff.
Slytherin.
Puff.
Yes.
Number 2, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's a chise. That means, is Jay-Z going to be up there? Oh, Jay-Z's not in the top 10, huh?
No.
Oh.
The top place, earning $130 million.
Okay, hold on. Ed, you want to guess?
Katy Perry.
No, did we already say her?
No.
I don't think she had an album out. Neither did
I'll give you a hint. It's not a woman.
No, but neither did Tay-Tay. It's not a woman. Okay, a guy that made a lot, a male entertainer that made loads of money. Are they dead? Is it Michael Jackson?
No, I'm just going to tell you. It's fucking Puffy.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Puffy?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, Puffy. Puffy made $130 million. Apparently, he had a tour. Puffy?
Sean Combs?
Apparently, he had a tour.
I like that, like, his tour, is it just setting up a drum machine that plays, like, Sting songs, and he just raps over about how much he loves Biggie?
and some marketing deal with a vodka company, and he sold a third of his Sean John clothing line.
Oh, that's how he got his money. He sold some of. Who's wearing Sean?
Also, I saw a preview on TV last night for a movie about Bad Boy, his record label.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And, but it's with on, him.
Yeah.
And I'm so shocked that it's taken Puffy this long to make a movie about himself.
Yeah.
Shocked.
He really loves himself.
Put
himself
also,
in
I refuse to call him Diddy.
Well, I don't, yeah. He's Sean Puffy. Combs. Shocking. Wow, did not see that coming. Ed, did you see that? Were you aware of that?
No.
It's crazy.
I was not.
It's crazy.
All right, I'd like to segue into my top story of the night.
Okay.
And the thing that has caused me.
Do you mean final?
Yes.
Okay.
And my best.
Okay. Best, top and final. Yes.
Uh-huh. All of the above.
Okay.
The story that's caused me probably the most angst.
Oh.
This week.
Oh, does it? Okay, hold on. Is a panda bear in jeopardy?
No.
Oh.
Don't make fun of pandas.
Oh, does it have. Is it
sloth?
Baby hippo? Did something happen to a baby hippo?
No.
Oh.
Bachelor in Paradise filming has been shut down indefinitely.
Yes, this is the biggest story in the world right now.
Right.
Why?
The summer is
I'm going to tell you. So, one of the contestants, Corinne Olympios.
Okay, hold on. Ed.
Corinne is Florida's hottest mess.
Ed, do you know what Bachelor in Paradise is? This is like where the...
It's the show where all the rejects from the Bachelor shows go and fuck on a beach.
Yes.
Yeah, in Mexico.
Yes,
and they have to couple up to stay on the show.
You gotta get picked. So it's like... So
you gotta get picked by someone every week to stay on the show.
They take turns. So the guys will be like holding up a rose and they'll be like, well, somebody's gotta blow me before tomorrow. And
who's that gonna be?
You know, you're not gonna be able to stay. And then they like have to compete. It's the best.
It really is the best of the franchise. It's the only one I care about because I don't care for the others
also
anymore.
They get
I couldn't even watch the Bachelor.
They stay at some real
season.
Sad resort. Like not very picturesque.
Is it a resort?
I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
It's like camping almost. So what happened?
Okay, so Corinne was on the most recent season of The Bachelor with Nick Vile.
Corinne, who I would like to state for the record. I am sexually attracted to.
Corinne is the one that had the nanny. She's an adult with a nanny.
Yes. No, I'm very familiar.
And she likes to drink champers out of huge glasses.
Teen Corn. Yeah. She nearly won The Bachelor in competing for Nick Vile's attention.
But I think that we can all agree that she's a complete mess.
Yes. In the most positive sense of that.
Okay, so anyway, this is what happens. She claims she was in a blackout state because all they do on the show is get drunk. Yeah, they do tequila shots all day long, and by nighttime, they are so drunk. Anyway, she claims she was in a blackout state when she got sexual with fellow Batch in Paradise star DeMario Jackson and blames producers for not pulling the plug and protecting her. Although... sources say people who've seen the tape claim she was lucid and fully engaged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So apparently, sources close to Corinne say that she was drunk the entire day of filming.
Yes.
She ended up naked in the swimming pool with DeMario.
She is the best.
And although DeMario remembers everything from, I don't even want to say this because it's so gross, rubbing, touching, and fingering. To licking her genitals.
Isn't that
says she remembers nothing.
Isn't that a Journey song? Rubbing.
It's just
touching,
so gross.
Fingering, licking her genitals.
I can't even hear the word fingering.
Oh no, it's such a gross word. Ed,
it's a gross word.
Yes.
But what's the I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay, so here's what she's
the show
saying.
All about fucking?
Yes, it is.
Here's what she's saying. She's saying I would never have done that if I had I would never have consented to doing that because I have a boyfriend and I wouldn't have wanted to jeopardize my relationship with him.
Yeah.
Except she's on a show which is all about hooking up with people in order to stay on the show.
Right.
So that sounds a little suspicious. She's saying, I didn't give consent. The producers, basically, the next day everyone's telling her, girl, you were in the pool. Mm-hmm. He was doing his thing.
Yeah.
And that was crazy. Mm-hmm. And she's like, holy shit, that's going to be on TV.
Yeah.
My my mom and dad are going to see that. Seems so like she's a good idea at basically the time. Putting all the onus on the producers and saying, you should have done something about it. She's lawyered up. Filming's been shut down while Warner Brothers investigates.
Mm.
Also, fucking Corinne ruins everything.
I don't want to slut shame here, but it definitely sounds like she's got a little buyer's remorse on the fingering.
Yes.
And the hookup in general.
Maybe the licking of the genitals.
The licking of the genitals. Dude.
The pool.
Yeah, the public
also,
genital licking.
Who gets
dudes drinking chlorine?
Who gets blackout drunk in your 20s?
Lots of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Lots of
tons
shit.
Of people. Yeah, sounds like she's got a little regret. But
I don't mean like college age 20s. I mean
late 20s.
Like, yeah, like you're getting up there.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you there. Most importantly is Corinne has ruined the bat. They've pulled the plug on Bachelor in Paradise. And according to my guy, Reality Steve, there's a good chance this means this is now the name, the whole concept of the show is tainted because of this. And there will never be another Bachelor in Paradise. Corinne has killed the franchise.
Yeah, she could have a big lawsuit on her hands.
Ed, what are your thoughts?
I'm actually still confused. Oh. If the show is all about sex,
right?
And there was some sex, I don't.
She's
blaming producers on the fact that she hooked up.
Just like all the Bachelor franchises, it's not outwardly about sex. Yes, that's what it's about, but that's not what it's sold as. It's about romance.
She was too drunk to consent, and someone should have saved her from herself.
Right. Someone should have helped her. Someone should have seen that she was too drunk to give consent.
Unbelievable.
But
so is she
again,
pressing charges against the
against the producers? It says that she doesn't blame him.
People are lawyering up. That's all I know. People are lawyering up, and there's not going to be any Bachelor in Paradise, which is a tragedy.
She says she doesn't fully blame DeMario because he was too drunk. Blames the producers.
Yeah,
agreed. So she's going after Warner Brothers.
Unbelievable. Total shock. Total bummer. Is that it, Kate?
That's it.
Okay. Everybody, fantastic job. Great work all the way around. Kate McManus.
Yeah.
You did some of your best work ever. Ed Daly, fantastic job as always.
Great job, us.
And for everyone out there that thought his name was Draymond Green, it's Draymond.
Right.
I Googled it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember that pussy when he ducked on Michigan State. Fucking asshole. I'm still bitter about the NCAA tournament.
You know what?
He ducked?
The pass was about to hit him, and the game would have been over. He ducked, and it landed in some random dude's whatever. It's a long
story. Sounds like it was a smart move.
Nobody ducks.
Oh.
Nobody ducks in basketball except for this fucking asshole.
Draymond Green. He's a pretty good player. Okay, so for Kate McManus, for Ed Daly, I'm Brian Beckner. This has been episode 173 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Bye, y'all.